Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is my lovely wife, Gloria.
Hey.
And this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is almost New Year's Eve, and you need to listen to this because you don't want to do something stupid, all right? I know you're not going to do that. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast and all of our partners all over the world. We're so grateful to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you and thank you for the marvelous things in this marvelous book that we're studying, your holy word.
Reveal it to us.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, do Lord reveal it Jesus. To us. The Lord depth Lord of it, insight, ideas and concepts of heaven's life, heaven's economy, and all these things with which heaven has to do.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Luke praise chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. Now, wait a minute. The Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape. Now, people have used in the bodily shape like a dove upon him. Now, using the dove, it says like a dove, he descended in bodily shape like a dove. Now, that's fine. That's wonderful. And of course, the dove is a very, very timid little bird and beautiful, particularly a white dove. And they're just beautiful. And we use that as a symbol of peace, and we rightfully should. But I saw it in the Spirit. The Lord blessed me to see that. He blessed me to see the creation of man and the way that looked instead of his just... And I won't go into all that. But in the Spirit, I saw it. The Holy Spirit... I was up in a tree stand one time and high up in an oak tree. I was hunting. And I went to the stand early, and it was way up in this tree. And right next to and at my level, this gorgeous golden eagle. They're the same bird as a bald eagle, except their feathers don't turn white on their head and tail. And I watched him, and of course, my being a pilot, and I understood the aerodynamics of what he was doing, and he flew in there into those branches of that big tree, and he began to brake. He put out his speed brakes like this. He began to brake, and those strong talons, he caught that tree limb and just pulled it up under him and relaxed. What I saw in the Spirit was the Holy Spirit coming like this and did this and went on him. He was already in him, and he landed on him. Oh, it was. Then he went, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, afterward he hungered. Now, those of us that have fasted any length of time, I've never been on a 40-day fast, but I've been on an extended fast. And in January of 1983, I just set aside that whole month and went to the prayer cabin in Arkansas and fasted and prayed about the things that were coming. And I was disturbed about some things, and thank God I got my answers. Well, now the first 7 days there, it was just nothing but just water. And then the next, no, it was longer than that. Anyway, I was on a complete fast, nothing but water, for a number of days there, and then just very light for the rest of the month. But hunger went away that first week.
Yeah.
In fact, when I went back to eating solid food, I didn't want to eat. Mm-hmm. I had no desire to eat. Now, here is Jesus. Oh. 40 days tempted of the devil, and those days he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he afterward hungered. Starvation began. So he was at his most vulnerable place. Starvation had begun. That starvation, the last thing to die is the brain. The body begins to feed upon itself. It begins to, it's trying to stay alive. So at that point, he's in this raging, ravaging hunger. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. So what did he come to him first? Something to eat. That's what got Eve. Something to eat. That's what got me. I was addicted to food. And I did foolish things with that. And I had to make a quality decision. A quality decision is a decision based on the written Word of God, taking it as a covenant. A decision about which there is no more argument and from which there is no retreat. A quality decision. This is my decision. I had to make that decision concerning food. I had to make that decision concerning exercise. And so I said, I remember saying this to Gloria. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up all the scriptures that have to do with gluttony, and I'm going to use those, and I'm going to stand on them. Well, I did. And in every scripture, there was also the drunkard.
Yes. Wow.
Every one of them. And I thought, this is an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I was addicted to sugar more than anything else. So I had to make that decision. I wrote it down. I entered a covenant and wrote it down and signed my name to it. I wrote this little book, The Decision is Yours. Only you can make that decision.
Right.
Nobody but you can do it.
That's right.
That's right.
Whatever it is, whatever kind of an addiction it is. So, you know, I never was addicted to alcohol. I didn't like it in the first place. And I really had a blessing happen to me. I was in high school, and a good friend of mine got me a job at Tarrant Distributing Company here in Fort Worth, which was a beer distributing company. And they handled several different brands of beer. And so they would back the freight cars up when they opened them up, 2,256 cases of beer. Well, they would bring the bottles in there first, and then the cans later, because once they turned off the refrigeration in those cars, then you need to get those bottles out of there first. We got into work that morning, and we went out there and opened the first car. Oh. It was labeled cans, and it was a freight car full of quarts.
Mm-hmm.
of Schlitz beer. And the fumes in there. Oh. And this young man, they called us over there and put us in there to clean up that car. It was nasty. And I am just sweeping all that out. You go in there and just you breathe those fumes and just come out of there drunk. It didn't last very long. You breathe out and come out. And the boss drove in there and saw one of us or the other stagger out of that car. And he told them to fire us for drinking on the job. They said, no. And we should have gotten a raise. But I'm telling you, I mean it. For years, somebody just opened up a, if I could just smell beer, it just nearly turned my stomach. So I had a tremendous blessing concerning that. So, but I learned from this that food is an addiction.
Yes, sir.
And so I had to deal with it like that. And I dealt with it by renewing my mind, first of all. I sat down and first and took communion over this, Gloria and I did, and I received my deliverance from a food addiction. And, but especially sugar. And the Lord said that about sugar. Sugar, okay. And after that, I had to, people think I'm kind of strange. Well, it's because I am, I guess. And the way I go about renewing my mind. So if anybody offered me like a piece of cake or something like that, I said, no, thank you. I don't drink.
I'm sure you made a lot of friends that way, too.
What is he talking about? And some of them would ask me and I'd tell them, oh, okay, Brother Copeland, I see what you mean. But I had to do that to get it over to my mind. And so that the resistance was there until it no longer bothered me.
Amen.
And it's gone forever.
Amen.
So now, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he were hungered. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Now listen to how Jesus answered him. Jesus answered him saying, it is written. Glory to God. Now that's the weapon right there. He didn't say, I'm the Son of God. He said, if you be the, he knew good and well he was. Or he suspected he was. Because it had come up all these years, he thought, because of what he had been told in the Garden of Eden. But now this one, and he had heard this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So that means he walked by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, now listen, it's the devil taking him up. It's the devil taking him up. Supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
Taking him up into a high mountain. Showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He just, in the spirit, he just raised him up on this high mountain, and they were there. And they could see all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. Now listen to what he said. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Now, I've had people say, oh, yeah, but now, Brother Copeland, he's a liar. It had to be true or it would not have been a temptation. It had to have been true. It had been given to him by Adam.
Yes.
Now, when you take a look at that, Adam had the authority of God.
Yes, mm-hmm. He did.
Over heaven and earth.
Yes, he did.
Adam should have stopped him in the Garden of Eden because he went to his wife first in the form of a serpent.
Yes.
He went to her first.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate of that, then gave to her husband to eat there with her. He saw and heard the whole thing.
Wow.
What if he had said, wait a minute, and just reached over there and slapped that out of her hand and said the same thing to that devil that God said to him?
Yeah.
He knew better. He knew better. He was the one responsible. And even then, God gave him the chance to repent. There's a huge lesson in this. God always gives everyone time and over to repent. Go back to the last thing that God told you to do that you haven't done and fix it. Don't go into this coming year and still have that hanging over your head. The very last thing that God instructed you to do by the Spirit of God, fix it. Just repent of it. And you possibly are ashamed of it and don't want to admit it. Well, I'll tell you what he told me one time. He said, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin was not when I found out about it.
Yeah.
Well, of course not. And you think about it, all of the praying that we've done over the years, we never did inform him of anything. But he's the one that said, come ask, come seek, come knock.
Yes.
Ask, it'll be answered.
Yes.
Seek and you'll find. Mm-hmm. Knock and it will be opened unto you.
Yes.
Because, why? Well, we're family.
Amen.
And he wants you to come to him.
Yes.
He wants us to come to him.
Thank you,
because he is our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
He's our Abba.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Our Daddy, our Father. Gloria and my granddaughter, Jenny, started an orphanage in Thessaloniki. And she had a little boy, Andrew, earlier this year. Her first child. So we have a little Thessalonian for a great-grandson. And we're very glad he's a beautiful young boy. So His a father's desire, a father's a loving father, and he's a good father.
Yes.
He is love.
Yeah.
Desires his children to come to him. Gloria and I always dealt with John and Kelly together, and they one of them go to Gloria and then come to me.
That was the soft touch.
And I'd say, what'd your mother say? Well, and then Gloria would say, what'd your daddy say? Well, but Gloria and I never did cross one another about it. And we had discussed things and like that. But it thrilled us when they came to us. That was the whole thing. And that's that with a father, that's what's so huge and so important. Get thee behind me, Satan. So, worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus answered and said, get thee behind me, Satan, For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He brought him to Jerusalem and set him in a pinnacle of the, on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee and keep thee. Well, he's quoting at the 91st Psalm. But that's tempting God to just jump off and prove something.
Yes. You probably wouldn't do it, but once, in other words.
Well, and that's what he wanted him to, do that because, well, and some, well, but this was a temptation.
Yes.
It was a temptation because Jesus had a lot of insight into what was going to happen to him. He already knew. He already had found himself in the book of Isaiah. He already knew his death was going to be terrible. He already knew that what was coming. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answering said unto him, it is said.
Yes.
Now he changed things here a bit.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say it is written. He said, it is said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he is pointing out here that God said this.
Mm-hmm.
It's written, but this is God speaking to me.
Amen.
This in the Amplified, it says, the Scripture says, you shall not tempt or try.
Oh, yeah, and that's good.
Test exceedingly the Lord your God.
That's good. The Scripture said it. So if the Scripture said it, God said it.
Yes.
It is said, the Scripture said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. How much time we got, Tim? Whew, 30 seconds.
Listen,
that's not
listen
much.
To what the Amplified translates 14. Then Jesus went back full of and under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him spread through the whole region round about.
Full of power.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, boy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Papa. You know, God is so good. He is so merciful. He always gives time for everyone to repent. And Brother Copeland, encourage us today to go back to the last thing God told you to do and do it. Go into the new year in obedience. Now, if you need answers, seek God. Ask, knock, and you will find, and the door will be open to you because He is a good Father and He is love.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022. Together in 2022, we are victory. Be sure to request your free 2022 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/tvspecial or when you call 800-600-7395. You can also download each month's image to your computer or mobile device. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You know, this life of faith that we live is a different kind of life. And people who observe it, they think, man, what are these people doing? They live funny. They talk funny. They walk funny. And the truth is, we do live differently. We do walk and talk in a different way. We live and we walk and we talk by faith, but all of it is just what came out of us putting faith in Jesus. This life of faith, the way we live and walk and talk, even the way we fight by faith, all began when we made Jesus the Lord of our lives. What I'm saying to you is the truth that you're born again by is the truth that you live by. And if you've never been born again, then you can't take that first step yet into a life of faith, because that first step is to put faith in Jesus, put faith in the love of God, put faith in the work that He has done and has accomplished for you. So if you've never been born again, then let me lead you in that prayer right now, because today is the day of salvation. And what is so powerful and powerful enough to change your life today will change your life every day after this. Just say it out loud after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I receive forgiveness. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again. How'd that happen? You believe something in your heart and you said it with your mouth. And that same power that just saved you is the power that you live the rest of this life by. You get a hold of the Word of God, you believe His Word, and you speak His Word with your mouth. And it's powerful enough to save you. It's powerful enough to heal you, to set you free, to deliver you, to prosper you, to restore and renew your marriage and every relationship in your life. The truth that you're born again by is the truth that you live by. And we want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ Jesus. That's why we've put together what we call the Salvation Package for you. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's a couple of brochures that are here to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. And if you want to get a hold of this today, just go to kcm.org and request your free Salvation Package today. That whole website is designed with one thing in mind, to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made Him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.